Iran and the representative for the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, have teamed up to prevent the flow of narcotics to Iran from mainly neighboring Afghanistan and also Pakistan.
The production has actually increased from 2012 to 2013 by more than 500 tons, I think, from 5,000 to 500 tons, according to our survey records.
Thursday, the UNODC rep met with Iran's interior minister to discuss ways of preventing narcotics trafficking. Trafficking continues to be a major, costly, and deadly issue for Iran, as its over 1,900-kilometer border with Afghanistan and Pakistan have frequently been used as the main smuggling routes of drugs to the world.
The Islamic Republic of Iran spends several million dollars annually to prevent the flow of narcotics, which originates in Afghanistan, from going on to Europe, Arab, and Central Asian countries. The war on drugs has claimed the lives of close to 4,000 police officers in the past three decades.
Iran's police have also teamed up with the country's Border Guard Command to counter narcotics trafficking through Iran-Afghanistan border, known as Zabul border, in southeastern Iran. Border Guard police have set up barbed wires, heat-sensory night vision cameras, and guard posts to prevent drugs from entering Iran. In 2011, the Islamic Republic of Iran accounted for the highest rate of opium seizures, 80% in the world, as well as heroin seizures, 30%, according to the UNODC World Drug Report 2013.
I think what Iran is doing is very commendable. I think it's helping to reduce a lot of the drugs that would otherwise end up on the streets of Europe, also the Gulf states and other parts of the world. And every assistance should be extended to Iran in this global effort, I think.
We have told the UNODC we will help with controlled delivery of narcotics and help stop opium plantation in Afghanistan. The UNODC needs to report to us the Balkan and northern routes, which are the main heroin trafficking corridors linking Afghanistan to the huge markets of the Russian and Western Europe.
Since the 2001 U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, the country's opium production has doubled. Reporting for Press TV, Amir Hossein Iskandar in Tehran.